He looked at Ron. "Your dad doesn't know why Fudge let me off, does he?" "Probably because it's you, isn't it?" shrugged Ron, still chuckling. "Famous Harry Potter and all that. I'd hate to see what the Ministry'd do to me if I blew up an aunt. Mind you, they'd have to dig me up first, because Mum would have killed me. Anyway, you can ask Dad yourself this evening. We're staying at the Leaky Cauldron tonight, too. So you can come to King's Cross with us tomorrow. Hermione's there as well." Hermione nodded, beaming. "Mum and Dad dropped me off this morning with all my Hogwarts things." "Excellent," said Harry, happily. "So, have you got all your new books and stuff?" "Look at this," said Ron, pulling a long, thin box out of a bag and opening it. "Brand new wand, 14 inches, willow, containing one unicorn tail hair. And we've got all our books." He pointed at a large bag under his chair. "What about those monster books, eh? The assistant nearly cried when we said we wanted two." "What's all that, Hermione?" Harry asked, pointing at not one, but three bulging bags in the chair next to her. "Well, I'm taking more new subjects than you, aren't I?" said Hermione. "Those are my books for Arithmancy, Care of Magical Creatures, Divination, The Study of Ancient Runes, Muggle Studies." "What are you doing Muggle Studies for?" said Ron, rolling his eyes at Harry. "You're Muggle-born. Your Mum and Dad are Muggles. You already know all about Muggles."